doesn't get outside much.
He does.
He's always stayed in the house.
How do he and the dogs get along?
Well, my dogs now, they don't bother him. But here about 2 years ago, a woman gave me a big collie dog, and she didn't tell me he would kill cats. Okay. And honey, there's one of those things, you know, to keep your door from slamming like on my screen. Yeah. And this big old collie dog, I noticed he just watched this cat all the time. And when I went out, well, he come in before the door come to, and I was going to the beauty shop. And when I got back home, honey, he had been in this house and fighting my cat. The curtains in here were tore down. They had blood on them. Ooh. I saw hair on the floor. I like to have died.
Ooh.
And I went to hunting Joe. I knew what had happened. And I found him, and he had fought till he was just exhausted. And he was up under the bed in my front bedroom. And honey, when I picked him up, he was so limp, he would just give out. And just so hot, he was about to die. I like to have a heart attack. And I grabbed him up, and I run to the vet with him. And he gave him a shot, and he examined him good, and he had bit him. But it didn't go through, it just went in the skin. And it hurt his back, honey. And I brought him back home, and he just laid for about 3 or 4 days. Oh, I was scared to death. I just knew he was going to die. And then one morning, he got up and come and jumped up on my bed. And I said, well, I know you're all right now. But then when he'd walk, he'd kind of twist, you know. I just like to die. And I called somebody, the man that picks up dogs. I said, come and get this dog. If he'd kill my cat, I don't know what I'd done. Because he's just like one of the family.
And you know he would have kept on.
Oh,
he did.
Yeah.
That's a sweet cat. He looks fine now.
Yeah, he's
spoiled, but fine.
Oh, yeah. It's rotten.
They tend to get that way, though. I'd rather have them that way, though, than vicious. And
oh,
there's
me
some
too.
Of them that do get
yeah,
that.
Some of these Siamese cats are real vicious. But we never have had a mean one. We had, the first one we had was a male cat. And his name was Mumu. And I forget, and everybody around town that had a female cat, and when a female Siamese cat comes in season, honey, you can't stand them. They scream and holler just
really?
Like, yeah.
Mine was spayed early. She
uh-huh.
was a female, but she was spayed at
uh-huh.
6
well, that
months,
saved so. You a lot of trouble. And we would put, the people from town would bring their cat out here, and we'd put them in the pump house down there and facing them up. And Memphis would keep up with the number of cats, kittens, the cats that have. And it was something over 100, I think about 144 one time. Well, now, Joe, now I'm not going to nurse you now.
Oh, poor spoiled baby.
He's so
spoiled. Oh, was this your husband you were referring to? What was your husband's name?
Memphis.
Like after the city?
Uh-huh.
That's interesting. I thought that's what you said.
Yeah, his name was Memphis.
Let's see now. Where were we? Oh, we're going to talk about some food for a minute. The insides of hogs that people eat, you know, they'll fry.
Chitlins.
Did you ever hear of something, a term used to refer to all the insides of a hog or all the insides of a calf called parslet or hashlet?
Yeah. Now, we always call the liver and lights a hashlet.
That's the liver and the lights.
Uh-huh. But now, my dad never would let us eat lights.
He wouldn't? They're the lungs, aren't
uh-huh.
they? Is that of a hog?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't he want you to eat them?
I don't know. They said it. I don't just don't know. He just never did
he
like
He didn't. Just didn't
uh-huh.
think you ought to.
Uh-huh.
If it's getting time to feed the stock and do the chores, you might say, well, it's getting on toward
feeding time.
All right, now I want you to call some things for me. How would you call cows to get them in from the pasture?
Sue cow.
Or we about to have all the cows come thundering up
yeah.
here. How do you make them stand still while you're milking them?
It's a saw, back your leg.
Would that make her move a leg?